Salam salam from BA. This is a Rorschach Ethiopia update from the 13th of November 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Ethiopia. Marking the third-year anniversary of the signing of the Pretoria Agreement, which ended a devastating two-year-long war between the federal government and the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, the international community has called on the signers to fully implement the agreement, which says, among other things, that the TPLF will have to completely disarm and that both the TPLF and the government must ensure civilian protection. For instance, Jim Risch, chairman of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee, took to Twitter to urge the parties to follow through on their agreements. He also said that the Tigray region is still unstable and that there are tensions between Ethiopia and Eritrea. Canada and the EU also joined the calls for the full implementation of the Pretoria Agreement. On a previous show, we said that Ethiopia is interested in hosting the UN's Climate Change Summit COP32 in 2027. To host the summit, a country's bid must receive support from all other countries in its region. Reuters reported earlier this week that Ethiopia has succeeded and all that remains is for the countries in the region to make it official. Ethiopia's ambassador to Brazil also hinted at a confirmation, as he said in a session at the COP30 summit in Belém, Brazil, that Ethiopia is thankful for the opportunity. This development is significant because the summit's hosts get to influence the issues and outcomes of the summit. It is interesting, however, that although Ethiopia is almost certain to be the host in 2027, the country that will organize the summit in 2026 has not been announced, with Turkey and Australia in the running. The National Intelligence and Security Service told a state-owned media outlet on Monday the 10th that it collaborated with the Finance Security Service, Federal Police and other law enforcement offices to detain more than 100 citizens and foreigners suspected of committing financial crimes. Some of the alleged crimes include foreign exchange fraud, tax evasion and money laundering. The security service also said the suspects have financially supported terrorists and armed rebel groups. Aside from detaining suspects, the service said that over 500 bank accounts have been frozen in connection with illegal activities. With the general election less than a year away, a group of 10 opposition parties urged the government to open the political space to all groups, including armed rebel groups, and asked the government not to prepare for an election before making these changes. They added that holding an election on the current schedule would only worsen the country's political situation. The group also asked the government to release political prisoners and reopen the offices of opposition parties that were closed. On Wednesday the 12th, Hawassa, the capital city of the Sidama region in south-central Ethiopia, welcomed a new mayor as the city council approved his appointment, which is part of a reshuffle within the ruling Prosperity Party. The outgoing mayor will move to Addis Ababa because he has been appointed Director General of the Federal Animal Health Institute. The new mayor will travel the other way, as he was serving as Addis Ababa's Head of Skills and Enterprise Bureau. Addis Ababa's mayor's office shared on its official Facebook page that another former Hawassa mayor will take over the bureau. More news from Hawassa, as recently a video circulated on social media where a worker at the Hawassa Industry Park was physically assaulted by another worker. The man who beat the worker was Chinese, and following reports from other workers in the industry park and its state-owned parent company decided to have the Chinese man fired and deported. The workers' company also decided to fire the victim, saying he was also partly responsible for the fight, but the park ordered the company to allow the man to keep working. The Ministry of Women and Social Affairs presented its quarterly report to the House Standing Committee on Health, Social Development and Sports Affairs on Monday the 10th. The minister told the committee that it has been working to help children in need of care and protection, which she said has become more challenging since the government banned foreigners from adopting children from Ethiopia. She said her office is also providing assistance to more than 6,000 citizens deported from Germany, Lebanon, the US, Bahrain, and Saudi Arabia. Members of the standing committee said they have observed that the number of homeless people is increasing and asked the ministry what it's doing to solve this issue. A state minister admitted that the number is rising and said that the office has partnered with the World Bank to help homeless people in over 20 cities across the country and temporarily relocate them to shelters. Media outlets revealed on Tuesday the 11th that the Ethiopian Electric Power has decided to implement a new payment method to determine the amount that it will charge data miners for power supply. According to a letter sent by the corporation to data miners, it will no longer use the flat rate method but will instead use the time of use system. According to this method, the amount that the corporation will charge its customers will be more during peak hours and less during low usage hours. Ethiopia has become a popular destination for crypto mining companies and has managed to land numerous foreign customers. If you've ever taken a walk on some of the major streets in Addis Ababa, then you've probably seen a person with a megaphone screaming at the top of their lungs, preaching. Even though religious freedom in Ethiopia and in the capital is relatively respected, and Ethiopians in general are religious, residents enjoying their evening stroll or waiting for public transportation say they find roadside preaching irritating. Last Thursday, the 6th, at an event that the city's communication bureau organized alongside the city's inter-religious council, the Peace and Security Bureau said it wants to see a directive prepared that will ban street preaching. The Bureau said it will talk to religious leaders about the issue as well. In business news, Safaricom, the only private telecom company in Ethiopia, said in a statement on Friday the 7th that it is growing at a steady rate even though the country's business environment has been far from ideal. The company said the market situation, the burst devaluation and strict regulations have negatively affected business. Its CEO said the number of customers who have used its services for the past 90 days has exceeded 11 million. Revenue has also shot up by 179% compared to last year. He added that the company also has a foundation and is engaged in charity, supporting education, agriculture, and healthcare. Ethiopia, along with its neighbor to the south, Kenya, is planning to pay back loans it took from China in yuan instead of the US dollar, the currency the country originally took out the loan in. Ethiopia wants to do this because it believes the move will cut costs on repaying its debt. Kenya has previously managed to reduce its costs using this strategy. The International Monetary Fund said it does not recommend this move because it may result in Ethiopia's currency becoming unstable, even though it admits that the plan can save the country money. And to close this edition, the Commercial Bank of Ethiopia announced a digital platform on Tuesday the 11th that will allow government workers to take out loans of up to 150,000 birr, which is almost $1,000 without collateral. The bank said it has been conducting trial runs on the platform for over 9 months and following a successful trial phase has decided to make it widely available. Government employees looking to take out loans through the platform must have a CBE BIR account, the bank's mobile money solution, and must receive their salaries through that account as well. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. And now, listen carefully, listeners. We mentioned this last week. Rorschach needs to pull in some revenue, and if you're hearing this, you like what we are doing. So, just in time for the holidays, we are selling t-shirts. Very cool ones. However, there's a problem. The normal way to sell t-shirts is digital ads, which is code for handing money to oligarchs like Mark Zuckerberg. The Rorschach you know and love will not do that. So we will sell via personal collections, where real people like you who like the t-shirts can set up personal collections, and whoever sells the most will get a free trip to Lisbon in early April. So help us out, be cool, and check the show notes. Ciao!